is Kamalgi on 2MCE Community Radio in the Central West. I'm Bruce Cameron, and opening the program today, title track from an album by Karen Casey and John Doyle called Exile's Return.
When winter comes and all is silent, the saddle bear is tightly bound. The fox, she prowls under the moonlight. Snow lays thickly on the ground. No we bid farewell in sorrow, we will meet again in distant lands and drink our health in joy for parting. When the exile will return again, heart is hard to leave this long light. We face a long and a treacherous road, but hard times must be faced undaunted. Our loved ones lighten up our load. Though we bid farewell in sorrow, we may again in distant lands and drink our health and joy for parting. When the exile will return again, the distant cairn of Knocklaray stands bare and pleached for Queen Maeve's tomb. Hara's castle stands undaunted, waiting for her lands to bloom. Though we bid farewell in sorrow, we may meet again in distant lands and drink our health in joy for parting. When the exile will return again. The night is cold, the children are sleeping, restful dreams of tune and oak. Jenny Johnson's bound for sailing. Now, my friend, it's time to go. Though we bid farewell in sorrow, we may meet again in the distant lands and drink our health in joy for parting. When the exile will return again, though we bid farewell in sorrow, we may meet again in the distant lands and drink our health in joy for parting. When the exile will return again, when the exile will return again.
Karen Casey and John Doyle of Exile's Return. Their voices blend very well together, and they have done so since they were both members of the group Solas. The song of love, loss, sorrow, that kind of stuff. The next track is also sort of about sorrow and love and that kind of thing, only rather different tempo. This is Le Trio Cardien, C-A-D-I-E-N, featuring Eddie Lejeune playing accordion, D.L. Menard guitar, and I think he'd be singing, and Ken Smith playing fiddle. And this is Flamme d'Enfer, which is the flames of hell. It's a story of advice from someone's mother, which of course is ignored. And towards the end you hear, Sauve mon âme de flamme d'enfer, save my soul from the flames of hell.
Thank you. marched down to Fenario. So we marched down to Fenario. A captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. The name she was called was Pretty Peggy O. Come go along with me, Pretty Peggy O. Come go along with me, Pretty Peggy O. In a carriage you will ride with true love by your side. Grand as any lady in the area. What would your mother think, Pretty Peggy O? What would your mother think, Pretty Peggy O? What would your mother think when she hears the guineas clink? And the soldiers all are marching off before you, oh. Come a-trippin' down the stairs, comb back your long yellow hair. Bid a last farewell to sweet Willamore. We march down to Fenario. captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. And the name she was called was Pretty Peggy O.
Regular listeners to Come All Ye will know of my fondness for the group called Marley's Ghost, who come from Washington State in the US. Well, that singer there was Ed Littlefield Jr., and he's a member of that band. Some very fine flat picking there, too. Pretty Peggy-O. Before that, Flamme d'Enfer by Le Trio Cadien. We're sort of on a love theme. We'd better pull it back a bit and get back to something a little more grounded. We'll hear a couple of tracks from Loaded Dog, a group from Western Australia that was.
Side the railway town to the dull Newport, they're 3 days down. Forward and back on the uphill track, with the creak of the jinker and a ringing crack. Slow as a funeral but sure as steam, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Slow as a funeral but sure as steam, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Plowing around by the tea tree scrub, four wheels down to the bloomin' hub. Hither and fro with their heads all low, Bally and Splodger and Spot and Joe. Men in the range as much as steam, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Men in the range as much as steam, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Worming about where the tall trees spring, surging ahead when the clay barks cling. Rattle of lash and of language rash on the narrow edge of immortal smash. He'd thread a bead or walk a beam, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Thread a bead or walk a beam, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Whistle and grind and a scramble blind, and the thunder and gum tree slung behind. but they'd always get their hill or stream. Bullocky Bill and his old red team always get their hill or stream. Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Engines and stamps for the mines about, and tools for the men who were leading out. Tucker and booze and the latest news, back where the bunyip stirs the ooze. Pioneers were the best we deem, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. Pioneers were the best we deem, Bullocky Bill and his old red team. 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 Bullocky Bill and his old red team.
It's all for me grog, the jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander. I'm stiff, stony, broke, and I've parted with me moke. And the sky is looking black as flame and thunder. And the shanty boss is too, for I haven't got a sou. That's the way they treat you when you're down and under. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin in the shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander. I'm crook in the head, 'cause I haven't been to bed since first I touched this shanty with me plunder. I see centipedes and snakes, and I've got the aches and shakes. So I'm best to make a push away out yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander. I'll take that old man plain and I'll crisscross him once again, until me eyes the track no longer see, boys. And me beer and whiskey brain looks for sleep, but all in vain. and I feel as if I'd had the darling boys. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog, all for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander, but repentance brings reproof, and I sadly pad the hoof. All day I see the mirage of the trees, boys, and it soon will have an end when I reach the river bend. And listen to the singing of the breeze, boys, and it's all grog, be jolly, jolly grog, all for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander. So hang the blasted grog, that hocused shanty grog, and the beer that's loaded with tobacco. Raft and humour I am in, and I'll dig the spurs right in, and I'll settle down once more to some hardy acre. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog, all for me beer and tobacco. Spent all me tin in a shanty drinking gin. Now across the western plains I must wander.
Repentance brings reproof, so he sadly pads the hoof. Bob Rummery singing with the West Australian band Loaded Dog. Second of two tracks from their album Hair of the Dog. First one was Bullocky Bill. Now, time for the featured album to raise its head. It's called Silver Sails. It's by a group that was formed in Glasgow, called Elir, E-L-I-R, and above the I there's a sort of acute, not a sort of acute, that's the diacritic mark that is there, E-L-I, acute, R. Elir was formed by Niamh McAvaney, who comes from Scotland, plays fiddle and sings. David Lombardi also plays fiddle, he's Italian, and Jean Damey, the guitarist, comes from France. These three have taken influences from each of their home countries and merged it with a backbone in different musical traditions to produce a unique sound. Well, that's what they say, and I can't disagree with it because they're pretty good. Niamh McAvaney grew up on the west coast of Scotland. She studied violin and Gaelic and Scots songs, Scots song, I should say. And David Lombardi, classically trained, violin and viola. then studied Irish music in Limerick at the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance. Not to be limited by that, he then studied world music at the Royal Conservatory in Stockholm. Jean de May comes from the Ardèche region of southern France, but ended up studying Irish music for the majority of his upbringing, moved to Ireland when he was 19, and achieved a bachelor's degree with honours in Irish music and dance. Now, Elia, E-L-I-R, Niamh McAvaney writes, "My dad had a vague memory of the story of a fairy called Elia, who was entrusted as the protector of a magical singing fiddle. It was told that whoever heard the fiddle's beautiful voice would be unable to hide their true thoughts and feelings. So the name Elia became stuck in my head, and after a chat with the rest of the band and a quick Google search, we decided to go with it. I've since tried to find evidence of the story of Elia and the singing fiddle, but to no avail. So whether it's been created in amongst a jumble of other stories, or whether Elia was in fact a real fairy, I guess we'll never know." So, a mixture of influences coming to this album called Silver Sails, and it's our featured album today on Come All Ye. We will start with a well-known song called The Broomfield Wager.
Thank you.
the Broomfield Wager. And she did return with her maidenhead, didn't she? Because she enchanted the man to sleep, and then she made her getaway. Broomfield Wager, Broomfield Hill, lots of titles, pretty much the same story in versions of that song all over Europe, apparently. They're the English one, of course. From our featured album, Silver Sails, by the group Elia, Niamh McAvaney singing there. She's a Scottish singer. Also in that trio, David Lombardi, fiddle player from Italy, and Jean Demey from the Ardèche in the south of France, guitarist. That's the featured album. More from them in a while.
Thank you.
folk rock from a while ago, June Tabor and the Oyster Band. In fact, it's almost folk metal, isn't it? That song, Bonnie Bunch of Roses, dating from the Napoleonic era, of course. Before that, a track called Gordons by another Scottish band called Nos, G-N-O-S-S, quartet from Glasgow, but two Orcadian chaps in it. And they're rather good. That album's called The Light of the Moon, and it's well worth a listen. The Bonnie Bunch of Roses, as I said, from June Tabor and Oyster Band, from their album Ragged Kingdom. It's been around a long time, that album. Here's Chinari, group from, I think they came from Melbourne, with a track called Tesorito.
De encontrar tesoro, tesorito, acaso porque soy pobre te has de abandonar. Tesoro, tesorito, acaso porque soy pobre te has de abandonar.
Song's called Tesorito, and it came from a Melbourne-based group called Chinari. Crops up there on an album called Musical Traditions in Australia that was assembled by Folk Alliance Australia many years ago. Tesorito means something like my bundle of joy or my little treasure. Very nice. I didn't look up all the lyrics, but I did notice that Tesorito is also the name of a power station in Colombia, which is a different way of looking at things, I suppose. Here's another one from the featured album. Again, a much recorded one. This is If I Was a Blackbird from Silver Sails, the album by Elia, which is our featured album today.
handmaiden, my story is sad. For once I was carefree and in love with a lad. He courted me sweetly by night and by day. But now he has left me and gone far away. If I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I'd follow the vessel my true love sails in. And in the top rigging, I would there build my nest. And I'd flutter my wings o'er his broad golden chest. He sailed o'er the ocean, his fortune to seek. I missed his caresses and his kiss on my cheek. He returned and I told him my love was still warm. But he turned away lightly and great was his scorn. Sails in, and in the top rigging, I would there build my nest, and I'd flutter my wings o'er his broad golden chest, and I'd flutter my wings o'er his broad golden chest.
Oh,
Maurizio Martinotti and Beppe Greppi formed a band called La Chaparrusa in the 1970s, I guess, to play music from traditional music from the Piemonte region of northern Italy. They were a great band. They went for 25 years or something, put out some good albums, and that's from an anthology of theirs, simply called Antologia. La Chaparrusa, and that was a couple of bits of music featuring the piffero, sort of ear-shattering little whistle flute thing that hurts the ears, sort of like a bombard, only not. And before that, If I Was a Blackbird, from our featured album today, Silver Sails, by the trio Elia, Neve McAvaney, David Lombardi, and Jean Damy. Here's a track from John Dengate, all about how to get a good bet.
I am a failed gambler. I come from a long line of failed gamblers. This song is true. I wish it were not. Each Saturday morning I crawl out of bed, hungover from Friday's excess, feeling crook in the comics, comic cuts, guts, and crook in the head, and with mountains of sins to confess. And then I remember it's race day again, and I collect up me clothes off the floor. I tune into early selections at 10, the adrenaline's pumping once more. I have a snake's hiss, I give breakfast a miss, wallet and form guide I grab, then I suddenly bolt like a two-year-old colt, all the way down the hill to the tab. It's number of units and number of race, all the numbers spin round in me brain, and I stand there blaspheming and cursing the place, the biros are broken again. Well, the long shots are rough and the favourites are short, and I never know what's running dead. So I ring up me mate, but he got home so late that his missus won't rouse him from bed. Well, Beedman could win on a horse made of tin, so I back everything that he rides. And the big Melbourne Grey is a good thing each way, and a couple of others besides. And fellas, quinellas are sometimes a chance, and doubles are always a go. So when I walk out, I am light in the pants, 'cause the tab has got most of me dough. Well, a quick break for grub, then it's into the pub, and I stand there and weep in me booze, for the horses I back, they're all over the track, and they lose, and they lose, and they lose. Oh, seek not to escape in the gambling, my friend, though your life may be humdrum and drab. Seek solace in sums or in young ladies' arms, but never go into a tab. At Warwick Farm, Rose Hill and Ranwick they race, it's a sign of our moral decay. But wipe that superior smirk off your face, I expect a trifecta today.
the Border Country Band with three very lively, but not traditional, Scottish country dance tunes. Ian's Fancy, Jean's Reel, and Mickey Ainsworth from an album called Banklands on the excellent Fellside label. Before that, of course, the Trifecta song from John Dengate. Roy Harris joins the program now. I haven't heard from Roy Harris for a while on the program. This is a song that was apparently very popular in Norfolk in the 19th century. I can't verify that personally, but you might be able to. This is called Mudley Barracks, and we'll continue with a little trip to Latvia.
Now when first I came to Turpington Town, they called me a funny old dodger. They asked me over and over again if I would go for a soldier. They asked I o'er and o'er again if I would collar a shiner. When I asked him what mob I was in, he told me the Mudley Miner. Father lol, it'll go, father lol day. Father lol, it'll go, laddie go wop. Now they marched me off to Mudley Barracks, be Christ, they were a sizer. They stowed me under a damn great shed, the size of a fisherman's logger. They stowed me under a damn great stick to measure me height and size, sir. They cut me hair so close to me head I could scarcely wink me eye, sir. Father lol, little go, father lol day. Father lol, little go, laddie go up. Now they marched me out for drill next day to do me duty manual. And Christ, then weren't I buggered about by Corporal Smith Emmanuel. First I's left, then I's right, blasted all up your head, sir. I daresn't say but never a word till I stopped in the digger instead, sir. With your father lol, little go, father lol day. Father lol, little go, laddie go up. Now they marched me off from drill that day. I was hungry as a hound, sir. But I daresn't touch a piece of grub till the old officer had been round, sir. They served it up in battered pans, and everyone had a platter. They dished us up a bloody great bone, and under it two fat taters. With your father lol, little go, father lol day. Father lol, little go, laddie go up. Now I wish that I was home again, a-following the bloody old plough, sir. I wish that I was at home again, a-milking the bloody old cow, sir. I wish that I was home again, feeding on tater and mutton, with a rusty old knife, a-thumping great bone, and by Christ, wouldn't I cut them with you, father-lol, little go, father-lol day, father-lol, little go, laddie go up.
Thank you.
You gotta love that little strum at the end. That's a tune called Diris a Bliss by a Latvian group, possibly pronounced Igi. Possibly not. The album is Edge to Dejot, which means something like take a dance, and Diris a Bliss, the best I can manage from Google Translate, is air funnel. So air funnel by Igi. And before that, something not quite as weird, Mudley Barracks from Roy Harris, a song popular in Norfolk in the 19th century. You're listening to Come All Ye, always weird. This is another track from the featured album, which is Silver Sails by the group Elier, a trio from Glasgow. Niamh McAvaney, David Lombardi and Jean Dami, a song called Edward.
Summer's day, sun, come tell it's unto me. Ah, fishing and a fowling in the fields and the forest. I am weary, mother, let me be. I am weary, mother, let me be. What put the blood on your right shoulder? Sun, come tell it's unto me. 'Tis the blood of a hare I killed yesterday. I killed most manfully.
If you're getting the impression that most of the songs on the featured album today are traditional, you'd be right. That was Edward. Lots of versions of that recorded over the years as well. But all the songs on Silver Sails, our featured album, have a bit of a different twist to them, courtesy mostly of David Lombardi, the Italian violinist, and Jean Demey, the French guitarist, as well as Neve McAvaney, who plays fiddle and sings. I hope you're enjoying it. It's nice to have an album of mostly traditional songs with a bit of a twist. I think the next one we'll play from the album will be an instrumental, so you get a different flavour from it. Here's an instrumental. This is from John Carty. We'll hear the Freeze Britches and Old Tipperary. John Carty playing fiddle, Artie McGlynn guitar, and Brian McGrath on keyboards from an album called At It Again. Thank you.
went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambition at bay. And summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life, she was a good wife, and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked quiet, clean country living, 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby, bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. In the islands, fishes the pilings, drinks his green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the way. He went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
The great Jimmy Buffett, and he went to Paris. An early song from the late Jimmy Buffett. Before that, John Carty, Artie McGlynn and Brian McGrath with The Freeze Britches and Old Tipperary from a lovely album called At It Again. We'll hear another fiddle player now, this time Rosie Shipley supporting Lisa Moscatello on an album called Well Kept Secrets. I'll take two tracks. First one, Mon Cher Amant. This is a traditional Quebecois love song. Then a set of reels that are popular on Cape Breton Island, Far From Home, Brown Haired Girl, and Hull's Reel.
Cher amant, que tu m'as fait languir, tout ne rétit pas, un moment de plaisir, un moment de plaisir avec tous mes amis, du restant de mes jours ou le restant de ma vie. je savais que mon amant fut mort, et j'aurais le cœur attristé à la mort. Je quitterai le blanc, je porterai le noir, je porterai le deuil, deuil de mon très cher amant. Si je savais mille fois mer en poisson, oui, je nagerais de plusieurs façons. Je nagerai si fort, je ferai tous mes efforts pour tenter de rejoindre mon amant qui s'en va. Je savais mille fois mer en oiseau, oui, je voltigerai là-bas dessus ses eaux. Je voltigerai si fort, je ferai tous mes efforts pour tenter de rejoindre mon amant qui s'en va. Mon cher amant, que tu m'as fait languir, tu n'arrêtis pas un moment de plaisir, un moment de plaisir avec tous mes amis, du restant de mes jours ou le restant de ma vie. Thank you.
set of tunes popular in Cape Breton Island, apparently. Far From Home, Brown Haired Girl, and Hull's Reel. Fiddle player Rosie Shipley working there with Lisa Moscatello, who sang Mon Cher Amant before that set of reels. Despite the French-Canadian influence there, Rosie Shipley comes from Baltimore in Maryland, and Lisa Moscatello, I think, is from Virginia. They've been very busy in French-Canadian music for a long time. Rosie Shipley, I think, spent part of her youth, if not more than part, in Nova Scotia. You're listening to Come All Ye. If you'd like to listen to the program again, you can, because most programs are available as listen on demand within a couple of days of going to air. Not always, but usually. You can find listen on demand versions of the program by going to 2mce.org and pressing a few buttons, or going straight to comeallye.com and pressing a couple of buttons there. And if you go to the website of the program, comeallye.com, you can also find playlists of the program going back into the previous century, back to, I think, 1998. Not listen on demand going back that far, but if you're interested. If you're not, don't worry about it. Stick around, we'll play some more music right now. This is Jesse Milnes and Emily Miller from an album called Deep End Sessions, Volume 2. We'll hear Come All You Roving Gamblers, then Fine Times at Our House. Thank you.
Year-long story of power and pride, British Lord Vestey and Vincent Lignari were opposite men on opposite sides. Vestey was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Rinji were working for nothing but rations, but once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. The Rinji decided they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and started off walking. At what a creek they set themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking. Back at the homestead and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. A vesting man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land. Vestey man roared, Vestey man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder and snow. Then said if we fall, others are rising. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lignari boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out while your people are hungry. Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait. from little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Was the story of Vincent Lingari, but this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. 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 From little things, big things grow.
Reminder there of some Australian history from the mid-70s. Paul Kelly and Kev Carmody wrote that from Little Things, Big Things Grow, about the Gurindji strike, or the Wave Hill walk-off, call it what you will, which culminated in Gough Whitlam, the Prime Minister in 1975, pouring some sand through Vincent Lingari's hands, symbolically returning at least a little bit of their land to the Gurindji people, the traditional owners. Here's Elir again from the featured album, this time with an instrumental called Saint Front. And this brings us to the end of Come All Ye for another week. I look forward to sharing your company again next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.